I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. German police are trying to establish the motive of a Saudi man arrested on suspicion of carrying out Friday's deadly attack on a Christmas market in Magdeburg. At least five people were killed and more than 200 injured when a car was driven into a crowd on Friday. The suspect had no known links to Islamist extremism. Our security correspondent is Frank Gardner.
A source close to the Saudi government tells me it sent four official notifications to the German authorities, warning them about what it said were the very extreme views held by Talib al-Abdul Mohsen. Three were sent to Germany's intelligence agencies and one to the foreign ministry, but all the source said were ignored. Reports have emerged in the German media of the suspect's campaigns against his country's official religion, Islam, and of his fury at the policy of his adopted home, Germany, in letting in such huge numbers of Muslim refugees from the Middle East.
The United States says it's carried out airstrikes on the Yemeni capital Sana'a, targeting a missile storage site and other facilities operated by Iran-backed Houthi militants. Earlier on Saturday, Israel reported intercepting a drone that entered its airspace hours after a missile fired by the Houthis struck Tel Aviv, injuring 16 people. Our North America correspondent is Peter Bowes.
U.S. Central Command, which oversees American military operations in the Middle East, said it conducted precision airstrikes on a missile storage center and a command and control facility, adding that during the operation, U.S. forces also shot down multiple Houthi drones and an anti-ship cruise missile over the Red Sea. The Iranian-backed group has said its actions are in solidarity with Palestinians.
Hamas and two other Palestinian groups have said that a Gaza ceasefire deal is closer than ever if Israel does not impose new conditions. A Hamas official said Friday's talks in Cairo made significant progress and most points had been agreed. Shaima Khalil is in Jerusalem.
The deal would include an exchange of 20 Palestinian prisoners for every female soldier released in the first of three stages of the ceasefire. The names of the prisoners are yet to be agreed. The Israeli hostages would be released in stages, as it's believed that Hamas still needs to locate some of them. Gazan civilians would be able to return to the north with Egyptian-Qatari oversight and a potential 500 trucks a day bringing aid into the strip. In the final stage, Gaza would be overseen by a committee of technocrats from the enclave.
In the United States, President-elect Donald Trump has named a special envoy to Britain in addition to the ambassador already nominated. The new envoy is Mark Burnett, a television executive who produced The Apprentice, the long-running reality show that made Mr. Trump famous. Mr. Trump said Mark Burnett would focus on trade, investment opportunities and cultural exchange. World News from the BBC. Albania's Prime Minister says the government is to shut down the social media platform TikTok for at least a year from January. Edi Rama described TikTok as the neighbourhood thug. The Albanian leader has been considering the ban since a 14-year-old pupil was knifed to death by another student outside a school last month. TikTok has told the BBC it's seeking urgent clarifications about the proposed ban. Nigeria has denied accusations from its northern neighbour Niger that it was partly responsible for an attack last week on a major oil pipeline. Nigeria's foreign ministry said it had neither assisted nor supported the attackers who'd bombed the pipeline that runs between Niger and Benin. Nigeria has also rejected claims that it's hosting French troops who are planning to destabilise Niger. Two prominent environmentalists in Britain have resigned as president and vice president of the world's oldest animal welfare organisation over allegations of cruelty at some of its approved abattoirs. Chris Packham and Caroline Lucas quit the RSPCA after another animal campaign group released videos from abattoirs showing pigs being stunned incorrectly before slaughter and cows being prodded with an electric probe. In a BBC interview, Mr. Packham accused the charity's leadership of complete hypocrisy.
Since I was a kid, I've done everything I can to improve wildlife and animal welfare. And if I can't make the progress as rapidly as I need to make, I can't have my reputation damaged by people who are not putting that welfare at the forefront of their agenda.
In boxing, Alexander Usyk has beaten Tyson Fury to retain his title as the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. The Ukrainian won on points after a thrilling 12-round contest in Riyadh. BBC News.